The latest travel news direct from the Traffic Scotland Control Centre.
This is Traffic Scotland Radio.
Being the time is 20 past 6, this is your update. The M80 northbound at Junction 8 of the M876 was an earlier shed load. The exit slip does remain partially blocked. Traffic fairly congested on approach to allow for some additional travel time there. The M74 northbound at Junction 3A Maryville, there was an earlier accident there. Traffic still fairly slow on approach. All lanes have been reopened. In Edinburgh, the city bypass heading eastbound from the Sheriff Hall roundabout. Usual queues. Travel time has gone down to around 5 minutes. Queens Ferry Road to the Barrington Junction coping well. No troubles to report between Glasgow Road and Newbridge roundabout. That's flowing well in either direction. That's your latest. I'm Caris McIntyre.
Keep up to date with the very latest on Scotland's trunk roads by following us on X at Traffic Scotland.
Most countries around the world drive on the right. However, it's important to remember when you're driving in Scotland to do the opposite and keep left. When you're driving off or joining a new road, keep left. If you're joining a roundabout, give way to oncoming traffic from the right. When you leave the roundabout, keep left. If you stop to get fuel, for a rest, or to take in some scenery, when you rejoin the carriageway, keep left. It's also important to be aware of the traffic signs that are used throughout Scotland. More visitor advice can be found on our website at traffic.gov.scot.
The latest on Scotland's major trunk roads and roadworks that may affect your journey.
This is Traffic Scotland Radio.
In the Highlands, the A9 at Moy to Tomaten with dual carriageway works, narrow lanes and a 40-mile-an-hour limit. 82 at King's House near to Glencoe Mountain Resort. There are still temporary lights here due to emergency bridge repairs. A95 at Keith, that is closed both directions around School Road for long-term works. In Aberdeen, the A93 between Holborn Street and Nelfield Place, Great Western Road here with temporary lights while they work on the water mains. Tadrill Bridge heading south out of Dundee with a lane closed for works. And the A9 between Dunkeld and Ballinlough with dual carriageway works, so 40 mile an hour limit and narrow lanes here as well. South of Perth between the Broxton roundabout and Ferteviot, the A9 has roadworks and a contraflow. M19-5 between 1C Admiralty and 2 Petrievi with lane closures for works. And the M80 between Junction 8 at M876 and Junction 7 at Hags with lane closures both ways for works. In Edinburgh, Gorgie Road between Fords Road and Ball Green Road is closed by works. A7 Old Dalkeith Road with temporary lights between Tweedsmuir Gate and Little France Road. In North Lanarkshire at Bargeddy, the A752 Langmuir Road is closed south Coatbridge Road to Dykehead Road. M8 in Glasgow westbound at 19 Anson Cross, the entry slip from Waterloo Street is closed. And on the H2 Great Western Road southbound from Annesland Cross towards Annesland Station, there's lane closed due to water main work. I'm Stuart Watt.
Get the latest travel information direct to your phone.
Download the Travel Line Scotland app.
Most countries around the world drive on the right. It's important to remember when you're driving in Scotland, it's the opposite and keep left. When you're driving off or joining a new road, keep left. If you're joining a roundabout, give way to oncoming traffic from the right. When you leave the roundabout, keep left. If you stop to get fuel, for a rest, or to take in some scenery in a safe location, when you rejoin the road, keep to the left. It is also important to be aware of the traffic signs that are used throughout Scotland. More visitor advice can be found on our website traffic.gov.scot.